Paul Ramo, I'm broadcasting over here at Gnometown Grounds on Main Street, Dawson, with Emma Weber. And Emma and I are having a little coffee time here, and we're just going to chat about Gnometown Grounds, right, Emma?
Sure are.
how long have you been in business now? Is this a year two, or what is this?
Technically, year two. We took a six-month renovation hiatus last year from January to June, and then we've been open with a full menu since June of 2024.
And I think Gnometown Grounds is always evolving, isn't it? It's not never the same when you come in here.
No, it's not.
And your help just said yes.
Yes, from our menu to the items we sell in the gift shop to even the location of our tables, everything's always changing.
You like to change things up a little bit? Keep it fresh?
Yeah, keep it fresh. Keep the hype up.
Keep the hype. All right. Well, I love coming in here. It's one of my favorite places, and congratulations. And how's it going overall?
It's going really well. Since we added lunch, that's become really popular, as well as our breakfast bagels. People love to have a place in town that they can just come and grab a lighter meal or maybe a healthier meal with their friends, or quickly between work things with our ordering online. It goes really quick most days.
Yeah. So I love the tables where people sit here. I mean, they're very unique. You got an old garage door, or what is that, a door over there or on that table right here in front of
us? This one in front of us? I think it's just a homemade shop table from
that's
like 4x8s.
It's awesome.
A lot of tables were inherited from Mark, or people heard I was opening and were like, I have a table in my shop that no one wants. Like, can I bring it to you?
Okay.
So that's where the tables and chairs came from.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the coffee and the food here at Gnometown Grounds.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
For coffee, we have just about anything you've ever heard of.
Hot and cold?
Hot, cold, okay. Blended. If you don't like coffee, we have tea, we have smoothies.
Smoothies, I always get a smoothie.
Yeah, those are really good smoothies. They're made, we use a puree that's like whole fruits, but we get it shipped in, so that's really nice.
Okay.
We also have Lotus Energy Drinks, which is a plant-based energy supplement. It has about as much caffeine as a can of pop, so don't be too scared about the caffeine levels of those. We have all sorts of different milks, different baked goods.
How about lunch now? You just kind of started that in a way. Talk about the sandwiches and stuff.
Yeah, so we have six different sandwiches.
Six different sandwiches.
And then
croissants.
Chicken Caesar salad is on sourdough bread or cranberry wild rice. And you can get those with chips, without chips. You can get them gluten-free. And then we also have a soup of the day every day.
Mm-hmm.
That it's the same each week.
Is there hours for lunch or anytime?
Anytime after 11.
Anytime after 11. Okay, gotcha. And you got help that help you? Talk about your employees. We can name them if you want.
I think Emily would love that.
Yeah, you got different people that help you out?
Yeah, so I have I have one full-timer, and then Liz Olson stayed with us as well. And then I have a few high schoolers and college students that help out when they're around.
I see the Flowers from the Heart container or refrigerator over there. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so they wanted an opportunity for people to buy flowers, and I think it's a great partnership. They bring over fresh flowers once a week, and then they're available to buy here if you need that for a gift, too.
And you work with some local people that like popcorn and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
What's that like?
Yeah, so we have Karma's Corn Popcorn from White, South Dakota, which is different flavors of popcorn.
Oh, they're from White, South Dakota. I didn't realize
that. Yeah.
Okay.
So they grow their own popcorn, and then she makes all these different flavors with it as well.
Oh,
so
nice.
We either have the kernels or the different flavors of popcorn. I'm trying to look around and see.
Am I in your way?
No, you're good. Our coffee roasters, we use Go Set Ready in Benson and Cottonwood in Brookings, South Dakota.
Okay.
We try to get things as local as we can. Some things we can't get local,
right.
And that's just how it is. But if we can find it nearby, we do. So we have some crocheted animals by Leah, who also works here.
Oh, okay. She makes them herself.
Yes,
and animals.
Like stuffed animals.
Oh, yeah. Okay, nice. Who's that?
Leah White.
Oh, okay.
And then we have lotion that's made in Sioux Falls. That's really nice. Mm-hmm. We have Nessus Natural Makeup from Marshall, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of her. Yeah. I bought a candle, a fake candle, a battery-operated candle. Let me tell you, Emma, that look, my wife loves that candle so much. It was the best Christmas present I got her. She actually tells me that.
It looks
so real.
It does.
Yes.
And they're on a timer, too, so you just forget about them.
Yep, she loves that, too. So it's amazing. You have some great candles here. I'm pushing the candles for you because they're good.
Thank you.
So, yeah, and the coffee's great. Just a great place to come and visit with friends and pick up some stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So is this how you envisioned your business when you started? Or has it gotten bigger than you thought?
I want to say yes and no, because it's always evolving in ways that make sense, but maybe I didn't think about until we get to that point. I think the gift shop part has gotten bigger than I thought it would, but people also seem to really like that and desire that, so we're keeping that around.
Okay. I love the coffee shop part.
Yeah.
I mean, you really have a lot of variety in the coffee shop. That's what I like when I come in here. So, and what did Emily make me?
Caramel latte.
Caramel latte. It was excellent.
Yeah? Go work, Emily.
So when you're, what's your hours here at Gnome Town Grounds?
We are open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Open Mondays now?
Yes, a new thing we're trying. So if you want us to be open on Mondays, come in.
Okay.
And tell us that.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. What's the hours?
So Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, and then Saturdays, we're open 8 to noon right now.
All right. So come in and have a latte or a smoothie and some snacks, too. What am I eating here? I don't even know what I'm eating.
You're eating
Emily, what did
bread.
I buy? A raspberry scone.
Yeah, but you're eating the banana bread.
Oh, I got two things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. So do you make that here?
We do make that all here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So that keeps you busy then.
Mm-hmm.
You come up with some great ideas, Emma.
Thank you.
It's a huge addition to Dawson. Just, it's awesome. Let's go another couple years, right?
Hopefully. Planning on it.
All right. Anything else? Did we touch on everything that we got here? You got cards.
So.
We didn't touch on the cards a little bit. A lot of puzzles over there, I see.
Yeah, puzzles.
Knick-knack stuff, lots of candles.
Yeah.
How did you come up with Gnome Town Grounds, the name?
Well, I had a different name picked out, and then I went to file my LLC, and it was taken.
So no.
I know. It was back to the drawing board, and we came up with Gnome Town Grounds because Dawson is known as Gnome Town.
Yep.
And I wanted this place to feel like a community place. And so part of that came from, like, our stomping grounds.
Oh.
Like, this place belongs to us. And so it became Gnome Town Grounds.
Yeah, excellent name. I love it.
And it also, grounds goes with coffee, too. So.
That's right. Lots of coffee. So.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Emma. Appreciate the time. And thanks for advertising with us on Q92 as well.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul, for all of your help.
That's right. You know what? We're going to back up here because we want to talk about what's coming up here.
Oh,
at
yes.
Gnome Town Grounds. I almost forgot.
Me too. We're busy planning an event for Galentine's Day, which is going to be on Thursday, February 6th.
Oh, you said what? It's not Valentine's Day, it's what?
Galentine's.
What does that mean?
So it's a day to hang out with all of your girlfriends, like for girls out together.
Oh, gal.
G-A-L.
Gal pals.
I don't know how. Yeah.
Okay.
And so we're
I'm a little slow, sorry.
It's okay. I've had to explain it to a lot of people today. So that's going to be in the evening at Gnome Town Grounds, and we're going to do a candle pouring event, and there will be snacks, and we're working on getting some chair massages, and it will be an event that you'll want to come to, so make sure to watch our social media for updates on that.
Okay, when is that again?
February 6th.
February 6th, here at Gnome Town Grounds, Galentine Days.
Yes.
That's how you say that. Okay.
Yeah. And then Dawson Chamber is also putting on a Galentine's shopping event the 7th, 8th, and 9th. So be watching for that as well.
Good. And keep, for your listeners, keep Gnome Town Grounds open for Valentine's Day. I'm sure you'll be doing something special on Valentine's Day or some specials.
We'll have flowers. We're working on a flower and coffee special.
Mm.
And then we're also going to be selling Valentine's Day cookie boxes.
Oh,
so
nice, just like you did at Christmas. That went over big, didn't it?
It did. There won't be quite as many available for Valentine's Day, so you'll want to pre-order those as well, which you can do at GnomeTownGrounds.com.
All right. Thanks, Emma.
Yes, thank you, Paul.
Yep. Emma Weber with GnomeTown Grounds here in Dawson. Stop by and say hi.